I'm driving to Hackney to do a fundraiser for Meg Hillier, who's the local MP for Hackney South. Meg, Hackney South is the only constituency in the country that voted for AV. What else is special about
Hackney South? Well, many more things than that, David. It's one of the most diverse constituencies in the country. It's also one of the youngest, with around a fifth of the population under 16 and around a third under the age of 24. So I fear you and I are a little bit on the old side. But it's all right, no hard feelings there.
Was I meant to say that term?
No, that next one.
Don't worry, I'm not holding the audio booth, so I think this is okay. Turn right here.
Yeah.
The 1980s, London Labour had a reputation for the wilder side of Labour politics and lost a lot of votes as a result all across London. Since then, there's been massive change in Hackney, and Hackney is now known as one of the most creative and dynamic, innovative borough councils. It's got a mayor, Jules Pipe. What explains the change, do you think?
Well, I think common sense ruled, really. You know, that actually, in the end, people want their streets clean and their council tax at a reasonable level. And Jules Pipe has led that through very effectively with a very good, I have to say, an excellent group of Labour councillors, you know, who all get that, and they are very, very united. Unity is really part of it. You know, there aren't sort of bitter divides within the local Labour Party, and it makes a difference.
And in terms of getting out the vote for the London Assembly elections, which is the next big effort. I mean, this isn't a marginal seat, obviously, but the more votes you can get out, the bigger the impact for Ken Livingstone's election for the London Assembly elections as well.
That's right. And David, there's also, of course, in London last time a BNP member got elected, and votes in Hackney for Labour helped stop the BNP getting a seat on the London Assembly. And I think that's very important, given that my colleague Jeanette Arnold is the chair of the London Assembly again this year, the only black woman ever to have been elected to the London Assembly. And I don't think someone should have to sit next to a BNP member. Wouldn't find it very nice, and I think she shouldn't have to either. So we're really hoping to defeat that party as well as making sure that we get a Labour mayor in London next year.
And what do you think is the lesson in respect of immigration from a place like Hackney? Because obviously you said it's one of the most diverse parts of London. I'm about to cause a traffic jam here, so let me just pull over on the side. What do you think is the lesson here?
Well, I think that by having a very multi-ethnic group, population, everyone manages to live very harmoniously side by side and is very tolerant of each other. I mean, if you have an issue, for instance, whether it be in the Middle East or an issue locally but anti-Semitic or something, the rabbis and the imams get together. And there is a lot of very close community working at very much at ground level that filters through. And, you know, I've had people from all sorts of range of backgrounds tell me that they feel very comfortable being in Hackney. And I think it's that tolerance and respect that really makes a difference, and we're not divided, you know, not sort of two groups, but it's multi-ethnic, and I think that makes really helps.
Last question: London is sort of coloured red in significant parts of it, but the area around London, the three southern regions, are coloured blue. What can London Labour do, other than winning mayoral and assembly elections, to help boost the Labour effort in the south of England, where we've got such a big job to do?
Well, we've already been doing a lot of that. I was coordinating some of the Labour effort out in the marginal seats in the southeast, and so we've been sending activists out for the last local elections, and I think that needs to be an ongoing relationship. And, you know, and we all learn from each other, but also there are some quite sort of good techniques we've learnt here in London about campaigning that in some areas we can help lead people on with, others we're learning from them. But I think it's really important we make sure we help where there are numbers on the ground to push and remind people what Labour can deliver. You know, a lot of this is about our national message, what our offer is to the electorate, and you know, a year on from a general election, we're not quite there with that yet, and I think that's reasonable, but we do need to be working on that, which we are. I'm leading a policy review on climate change, and there are other issues, and I think, but on doorsteps I've been picking up across the southeast and actually the rest of the country, jobs is what really people want to know about. So I think that's got to be a very big part of our offer as a Labour
party. Well, the Vietnamese restaurant awaits, and thanks very much for that.